Flores de cocuyos. The cocuyos, or click beetles, bring mysterious light into the night sky. Similarly, our community elders' knowledge and experience lead us into new realms. In this mural, humble insects have arranged themselves to form 40 beautiful flowers. Here's Xavier Cortada to say more.
Joe Moretti building is tucked in between 2nd Avenue and I-95 on a large towering building. It serves as a home for, you know, dozens of elderly who've spent their lives raising families, working really hard. And now this is the place where they come to rest in their golden years. And I wanted to thank them by creating an installation every time they walked into that building that referenced the light that they shed, the knowledge that they delivered, their years of love and sharing with their families and their community. So I thought to create an installation of flowers made of 180 ceramic sculptures of insects from my youth that would make me gaze into the skies at night, the bioluminescent click beetle or the cocuyo. And I remember as a child looking up at the night sky and seeing this green glowing light sort of going around, and I was fascinated by these. And there's a series of, you know, sort of spiritual or mythical ideas that swirl around when you see a light flying in the sky. And I could think of no better way of thanking someone for the knowledge, the light that they have within them and the light that they share, than by creating an installation of wildflowers that are created by this very bioluminescent animal. So the entrance of the Joe Moretti building is 36 flowers, all made of cocuyos, and it's called Flor de Cocuyos. The flower is five individuals coming together to create this one flower, much like these elderly came together to create their families and are now coming together in this building. Two remaining individuals would also group and come together and bloom in these later years in life. So communicating environmental concerns, but also showing gratitude for the residents of the building.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.